Okay, Mazel Tov, we reached the last Mishnah in Maseches Menachos. This is Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah, Yud Aleph 13:11. And the Mishnah ends with an inspirational point here. It says, Ne'emar ba'olas ha-behema. In the context of speaking about an animal sacrifice, which is a very expensive offering, the Pasuk says, this is Vayikra Perek Aleph Tes, it says, Ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem. The fire is a pleasing aroma to Hashem. Uva'ola sa'of, when it comes to an offering of not an animal but a bird, again, this is less expensive. The Pasuk says, this is in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem, the very same words. Uva mincha, when it comes to a mincha, which is the least expensive of all the offerings, it also says, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem, the very same words. So, it repeats three times, l'lamed, to teach you, she'echad amarba ve'echad amamit. It doesn't matter whether one does a lot or a little, quantitatively, in terms of value, whether you're a rich person bringing a very expensive offering or a poor person bringing an inexpensive offering. What matters is, ubilvad shiyechaven adam es da'ato l'shamayim. What matters is a person's intentions, that he's doing the best he can in terms of his efforts to connect to Hashem. Hashem does not need cows or birds or meal offerings. So, all these are vehicles and a way to connect to Hashem and to feel that a person is giving of himself in a way that he draws close to Hashem, it's a korban. And therefore, it doesn't matter the actual cost. What matters is the thought. It's the thought that counts. Rechman Aliba boy. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah, of course, this is Halacha L'maisa, but there's no korbanos today. But the Mishnah Berurah in the very beginning, in Simon Aleph of Or HaChaim, the very first chapter in the Shulchan Aruch, in Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis, he says the same principle holds true when it comes to, let's say, saying your, and if you're getting up to say tachanunim supplications, let's say tikkun chatzos or slichos or even psukei dezimra, a person does his best. The quantity isn't what matters; it matters quality. And if you can't keep up with the community or they're going too fast, you come to santum as everybody else, but just whatever reason you can't do what everyone else does. So, what matters is the effort you put in, how sincere you are in your words, and the same is true also with Talmud Torah. Some people have more time, some people are more intelligent, some people have been gifted by Hashem all sorts of resources that others don't have. So what you do in terms of your commitment with your Talmud Torah, as hard as you push, that's what matters, and the best you can do is the best you can do, and that's what Hashem wants, nothing more, nothing less. And with that, we finish the Siyat Deshmaya, Maseches Menachos, Baruch Hashem. The next Masechta is Maseches Chulin.